Welcome to the Colorado Review podcast, featuring prose and poetry from recent and archived issues of the journal. I'm Megan Pipe, and this month we bring to you a pocket-sized poetry edition of the podcast, as several associate editors join us to read favorite poems from the pages of Colorado Review. Happy National Poetry Month. Stay tuned.
This is Katie Young, and I am an associate editor at the Colorado Review, and I am going to read Shauna Barbosa's poem from the fall-winter 2016 issue. The poem is called "When I Say I Want a Baby, You Say You Miss Me That Much Too." Let this letter find you well as I found your well, sullied and full, ill-timed ocean water on my tongue. Summer still feels like your head locked in my lap, your bareness stepped out for a river run. The day you discovered the sun is a noun you can't touch. I licked the mole on your cheek, excited to make amends with a verb I can't love. I watched you in winter unfold like a traveling tragedy, drunk, womb, memory, sunk, uncertainty. A body's not just a body. What is surveillance if not a world where you are the man? You survey, yet you don't learn. I howl your name, a woman raised by wolves, inept were we. A soft fog dims all lights and chokes me, please.
I'm podcast editor Megan Pipe, and my choice is Ansley Clark's Rent is Due from the spring 2018 issue of the journal. Rent is Due. Lately, reminders of how little I own, what the world is actually, a big, complicated edge, a contemporary object in the sky, the rooms where I have asked to live, suddenly out and about on a Friday, I participate. Through constant monetary exchanges, a mood of ownership, errands that will not affect my life, really. What costs $0? Short-lived sightings of butterflies, bird calls, like tiny, energetic clouds. My face also costs nothing, though this sentiment is arguable and confusing. At dusk, occasional free information sinks into the simple mountains. I am fine, like this, surprised to be drying my hair in the short sun.
Hi, I'm Zach Yanowitz. I am a poet and an associate editor at Colorado Review, and I run the Twitter page. And I'm going to read a poem from our fall-winter 2016 issue by Paige Lewis called "I've Been Trying to Feel Bad for Everyone." I'm learning that a miracle isn't a miracle without sacrifice, because when the birds brought manna, we ate the birds. I'm learning that we forgive those we know the least. Like when my brother had another episode and stabbed his wife, I said to my new lover, disorder, genetic, and he never yelled at me again. Lord, teach me patience, for every fruit I've ever picked has been unripe. Teach trust that reaches past an opened and unwashed purse. Lord, I've seen painted depictions of an infant Christ winding toy helicopters. I know it isn't always about suffering, so send us a good flood. Deliver a nectar that will soften fists and lift these red stains from our doorframes.
I'm Catherine Indermauer, and I'm the managing editor. I chose Louisa Flynn Goodlett's Prayer for Appetite, which is in our spring issue on page 142. It's also on our website, and it also just got picked up by poets.org. Prayer for Appetite. What whispers, suckle, tugs, spines upright, name God? Acolytes, mice sniffing, a wet breeze, blouse milk soaked at an infant's cry, universe ever expanding. O cosmic through line, teach the weaker sex your bruising grip. May we find statements heavy as stones in throats, stay hands that push away plates, backs arched only to provoke a conclusion. Instead, let what's clenched uncoil, pulse under the tongue. At dawn, we'll rise to tuck ribs into the smoker's belly.
My name is Daniel Schoening. I'm an editorial assistant here at the Colorado Review, and I picked Isaac Ginsberg Miller's In the Apartment I Share with My Cousin Who Hears Voices. It's featured in our spring 2018 edition. He's watching CNN. Another person beheaded, another burned alive, another person shot in the street, on the grass, in their car, another plane crashed into the ocean, another brought down by anti-aircraft fire. Last year, my cousin was punched in the face at a bar and now believes the man who did it is no longer human, cannot die. He claims the man is being tortured in his best friend's uncle's basement. My cousin says the medication will hide these things from him, but it won't stop them from being true. I don't want to be happy. I want to be rich. He wants a green Maserati, the color of an uncreased dollar bill. He'll park it in front of the CNN building to meet his favorite anchor, Erin Burnett. She'll shout with joy at his Maserati and his long flowing hair, like Jesus. He walks barefoot in the snow to go smoke, scabs where his flesh has been picked, like Jesus. He wears a baby blue Adidas tracksuit, like Jesus, and this is why Erin Burnett will want him. She already does. She speaks to him every night for a whole hour. Throughout the day, he hears her voice rattling like a bead of bone knocked loose, tearing tiny pathways through his brain. He hears her voice. He breaks cups and plates against the wall, smashing wooden chairs to splinters. Three so far. There's nowhere left to sit. During the year's shortest days, while his mother was in Aruba, he burned a plastic Humpty Dumpty figurine on the stove's blue flames. I came home to the stench of burnt plastic and was sick for weeks, but he just smoked another pack of cigarettes. In all the old pictures, he looks like such a nice boy. When we are in the kitchen, I look at the knives. I look at his hands. I look at mine. I wake during the night, certain he's started a fire. My friend's brother immolated himself inside their family's apartment to cleanse the demon roommates only he saw. I wonder what my cousin hears, staring in the TV's direction. Is he talking to those other voices even now, while we sit here in silence, watching the Rangers play another game in overtime?
You've been listening to the Colorado Review podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or find us on the Colorado Review website, coloradoreview.colostate.edu. Also online, you can find selections from recent and archived issues of the journal, blog posts, reviews, and much more. This podcast is made possible by Colorado State University and the Center for Literary Publishing. Thanks for listening.